a good news story for the Don River Railway.
General Manager Barry Pickett, good morning.
Good morning, Ray and Jess. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, the old Pollies have had their chequebook out recently. What happened last week?
Oh, look, it was quite exciting. We've been lobbying or in discussion with state government for some time now, trying to obtain some funding so we can develop our business plan for the Don River Railway site and also the mainline running. So it was pleasing to get that $90,000. We can now cost the whole plan out and then go back to state and federal government with a firm figure of how much money we will need.
So what does Don River Railway do now versus what you'd like to do in the future?
Well, we'd like to expand. We need to grow. Unfortunately, if we stay in the same mode that we're currently in, it's difficult to survive. We need to grow the business and generate more revenue. We need to create employment there. It's a big ask on our volunteers to have to manage everything. Ideally, we need to get some paid employees in there that can continue the success of the Don River Railway and support the volunteers into the next 50 years.
We keep hearing the question, are you going to end up on the main line? Is that part of the future plan?
Oh, without doubt. The first part of that plan is to get onto the main line. We need to connect the points. We'll need approximately about $1 million to be able to do that. Look, we've had preliminary discussions with TasRail. They've given in principle support, provided we follow their guidelines and processes, and which we will. We really need to get on the main line. I just think it will increase tourism within the region. That stretch of rail between here and Penguin is just phenomenal, and it'll attract many people to the region.
And at the end of the day, that will make you self-sufficient? You won't need to rely on handouts moving forward? Is that right?
That's the plan. We just need the capital investment at the moment. We don't have the funding or the revenue stream to be able to expand our site. So with the state government and federal tipping in, we'll be able to do that. And yes, we're definitely the business models that we've put forward show that we are financially sustainable going into the future.
What has community support been like? Are you getting the sense that that locals and those from further afield are really wanting this?
Oh, without doubt. I've received lots of emails, lots of text messages, people saying what a wonderful idea it is. You know, people want to travel the whole state with Heritage Rail, but look, to be realistic, that's not going to happen. We just want to concentrate on that small patch of turf. But the local support has been phenomenal. Local businesses in the region have supported the railway. It's been fantastic.
And did the government come good on some kind of insurance costs? What was the story there?
Yeah, so that was a bit of a surprise. They agreed to subsidise the public liability insurance on the mainline running, which we need to take out a $250 million policy. And not just us, it's the other heritage rail users in the south of the state and the north. So the cost of that potentially could be around about $80,000 to $100,000 per user. So having state government step in and subsidise it over a 7-year period is quite good. Yeah. And it will help these operators get back onto their lines again.
So is it an exciting time to be part of the railway there at Don?
Oh, without doubt. There's a lot to look forward to. I think we're well on the way to where we need to be. We'll be able to develop the planning. We need to build a big roundhouse to store and preserve all our rolling stock, a coffee shop. We want to include some interactive displays. Our event space, we want to increase that. We want to improve the workshop. So it'll be a really fun place to come and visit, and there'll be a lot more to see and do than what we currently offer the public.
And, of course, you can join up as a member and help volunteer and learn to drive trains, all that kind of stuff?
Yes, definitely. We're always looking for volunteers. We offer a range of activities there, from customer service through to working out in the workshop or driving trains, being a guard on a train, landscaping. As I said, a range of activities for people. We don't mind if it's only 1 hour or you want to donate 20 hours of your time. We're more than grateful to have volunteers come down and, of course, become a member of the railway.
Awesome. The optimism is in the air. We look forward to seeing what 2021 brings for the Don River Railway. Barry Pickett, General Manager, thanks for your time this morning.
No, thanks very much. It's not just the railway, it's actually the Devonport and the region that will benefit from it. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, mate. 1300 655 922. It's nearly news time, so we'll see what's going on around the state with Alex and Rory from the CFMTAS.com.au newsroom.